Mr. President, the results of the division, 10 honorable senators voted in favor of the bill. There were 2 abstentions. Any bill that is passed in accordance with this section shall not be passed in either house unless at the final voting thereon in the house, and house here means Senate, it is supported by votes of not less than 2/3 of all the members of the house. Now 2/3 of the members of this house will be 14 members, and we have not reached the threshold of 14, and therefore this bill has been defeated.
And with that announcement by the Clerk of Parliament, the much-discussed Integrity in Public Life Bill died in the Senate in Barbados, killed by those who walked out of the Senate session, those who voted no, and those who failed to turn up for the debate. Yesterday's defeat constitutes a big blow for the Motley administration, which has seen this legislation as one of the important planks in its promised fight against corruption. When she spoke in the House of Assembly on the particular bill, the Prime Minister was optimistic that with the passage in the Senate, we could anticipate that the next major hurdle would have been the establishment of the Integrity Commission to police it. But that was not to be, at least not structured as the bill has been. Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin has argued that it should really be for the elected politicians, because people like him don't handle contracts or taxpayers' money, and that its net was being spread far too wide to embrace public servants who already had the service commissions and other ways of being held to account. Independent Senator Monique Tate felt that many of the people in public life who would be affected didn't know enough about how it would change their lives. Her view was that it should have been given the kind of wide consultation which we saw with the implementation of the BOSS program, such as meetings at the gymnasium.
You are imposing a new set of conditions onto persons' contract of employment, as it were, that they can't get out of, because to fail to declare is not only publication in the Official Gazette, but you are faced with a potential fine of up to $50,000.
A fiery Senator Lisa Cummings responded by drawing attention to the United Nations Convention on Corruption, which speaks of codes of conduct that include public sector workers.
While you may have a politician who is a minister, who is sitting in a seat of responsibility and accountable to the public by way of election or appointment, it is the persons who have financial responsibility or the chief accounting officer, and that is no politician, Mr. President. That is no politician, that is a public official. And certainly if we read, and again, Senator Haynes made reference to it today, the reports of the Office of the Auditor General in perpetuity speak to matters which are specific to the functioning of institutions. In fact, Mr. President, in this same space, not too long ago, under the auspices of the Public Accounts Committee, we spent a considerable amount of time listing, dealing with an issue that was raised by Senator Tate, incidentally, when she mentioned the Transport Board today as one of the entities that fall on the schedule too. Yes, we had a chairman, yes, who was buying workbenches, not once or twice, in the amount of $14,000 for the Barbados Transport Board. How is that? I've been a chairman. I can't imagine why I would incur such an expense on behalf of the government of Barbados or the entity that I chair. That is an outrageous thing to have happen. You have invoices that were being paid, not once, not twice, but more than once. You have buses that were disappearing. BM500 still cannot be found. Where is it? Who can account for what happened to that transaction? That did not happen with the political class. That did not happen with a politician. That happened with a public official. Should we not hold people accountable? Should we not hold the people accountable who signed problematic contracts? Should we not hold them accountable when they take money from the government purse because there's a direct benefit to them and they can peddle either in influence or for the purpose of getting a direct benefit? Should we not hold them accountable?
Senator Lisa Cummings, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.